You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters. In the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet, it gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say, Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, Conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. I got caught off guard. Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Brother Oshi, on this African Liberation Day, 2020. It's a beautiful day. A lot of things in store. Once again, this is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to the archives at timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page is podcast. Click on that, and then the drop down will be African Perspectives at the top. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media. Once again, this program every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., followed by on Monday and Wednesdays, the Black People Matrix with Brother Franklin Jones from 1 to 3. Brother Franklin Jones will be on this afternoon. I talked to him earlier, so I look forward to Brother Franklin Jones from 1 to 3 this afternoon and again on Wednesday. Monday evening from 6 to 8, Acres of Diamonds Public Affairs Programming out of Philadelphia with Brother Wahad, followed by Conversation Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, that's right, brothers and sisters, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard on Fridays from 8 until. On Saturdays, it's Black Reality Think Tank Weekend Edition from 4 to 6. Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers, Weekend Edition from 4 to 6 on Saturday. And then on Sunday at 7 p.m., once again, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We buy black. We buy black. Get everything. The largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses is WeBuyBlack.com. You can get everything you need from American African-owned businesses from WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans, Brother Bomani Tahimba. Once again, Brother Bomani, please give me a call because we'd like to set that up. Good Brother Bomani Tahimba. Brothers and sisters, please give him a call at 404-931-9429. 404-931-9429 to schedule your trip of a lifetime going home to the motherland. If you want to see videos, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. If you want to see pictures, go to facebook.com/Bomani. The most upcoming trip is November 20th through the 30th. That is still in effect. That is going to be to South Africa, November 20th through the 30th. And then the Ghana trip is December 24th to January 5th, 2021. And then next year, April 2nd through the 12th, 2021, going to Senegal and Gambia. Brothers and sisters, everything you need for that trip of a lifetime is on that page, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. Brother Renoko Rashidi, Brother Renoko has a trip coming up October. He was on last week and it was great to hear him. Also, two brothers, get his book, The Black Image in Antiquity. Please get his book. Go online, Dr. Renoko. or Renoco at hotmail.com. It's his email address. So go to drrenoco.com and check out the trip to Uganda and Rwanda. The beautiful pictures he has posted from the 5th through the 6th. Also, he has an additional trip right after that, October 22nd through November 4th, going to Kemet. That's Dr. Renoco Rashidi. Habashah, HabashahIncorporated.org. Go to HabashahIncorporated.org and check out what the brothers and sisters are doing. They are doing the work. No, they ain't talking about it. They're being about it. They're doing the work here stateside because Habashah stands for helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. And the Kashi Project, they're building in Ghana. It is going up as we speak, and they're still trying to raise funds, brothers. So check out Habashah. HabashahIncorporated.org. The shrine is still closed, I believe. I drive by there at times that I believe they would be open. I've called. And so that's how it is. But I did stop in the Greenbrier Mall. I talked to Sister Mama Nia, and she's open, you know, a few hours each day. And so give her a call at 404-346-3263. 404-346-3263. That is the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Brother Gazimdi Ajamu, he's open as well at Black Dog Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia. Give him a call at 404-519-8107. 404-519-8107. They both have books. If they don't have a book or anything else that you're looking for, believe me, they'll try their best to get it to you. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located in the West End, right across the street from Soul Veg and right near the West End Mall at 878 Ralph David Abernathy. The number to call is 404-444-1635. 404-444-1635 for delicious juices and pastries and all kind of good stuff. But they also have the We Buy Black and other health food things right in Wadada's that you can purchase. That's right, the laundry detergent and all kinds of stuff like that. They also have the brother who has Afroletics. Afroletics. Go online, Afroletics, www.afr-letics.com. Afroletics.com. The Dogon Starseed, the Zulus, the Rebels, the Olmecs. I tell you, it's beautiful. They had Rouge, the Moors, and all in athletic wear, very, very neatly done, like very quality-like. So check them out. That is at Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar in the West End. ULU, the Economic Development Cooperative for Our People in the Spirit of Ujamaa, Cooperative Economics, or as we like to say, Family-Centered Economics. Their Thursday night broadcast every Thursday night on blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/ULU. The program is Dare to Win. If you want to use your phone, it is at 9 o'clock for only an hour, every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. The number to call is 929-477-2789. That is 929-477-2789. Us lifting us. ULU. Akabin Institute. Baba Baruti and Sister Ya Baruti. Once again, I can't say it enough. I love them for what they do for our people, the sacrifices they have made. And I believe that those of us who understand that should support them. So make your check or money order out to Akabin Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. And once again, Akabin Institute, make it out to Akabin Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. If you want to use PayPal or Cash App, the $ YAH, the letter M, B-A-R-U-T-I, Baruti, and make your consistent donation to help out the Akabin Institute.
developing our young warriors. Sister Gabby in Haiti, in the northeast portion of Haiti, she will be, she sent me some more pictures. Great. I tell you, I love them. Sister Gabby and her organization, Sanjay-Haiti, doing the work of educating, providing some medical attention, and developing sustainable agriculture and entrepreneurship with their what they're doing, and the chickens they're growing, the eggs and so forth, is fantastic. Sanjay, Sonjay-Haiti, AYITI.org. Sanjay-Haiti. This Wednesday's guest, Dr. Atur Ben-Or. Dr. Atur Ben-Or will be my guest. He's been on before. I look forward to talking with him. He was gracious to have him scheduled last week Wednesday, but I realized I got to get in the fact that it was Malcolm's birthday. So, you know, you can't pass by El Hajj Malik El Shabazz's birthday, because Brother Omar Wally's birthday is very important to be acknowledged, and we got to do that. We got to do that. So, I see that, Sister Sumi. Okay. Also, too, today being African Liberation Day, brothers and sisters, there are two programs, one today and one tomorrow, that I know of. There may be more, particularly for today, but the one I want to direct your attention to. If you go online to https://2/ www.araac.org/community events. You click on that. There will be three events. One has already happened. That was this past Saturday. I'm looking at it right now. So I'm saying to you, if you go on that website, okay, then there will be two. So, and then you can register for today, which is at 4:30. Today is at 4:30, African Liberation Day. And once again, you can it brings it up, and it brings up three events. The one to the far right already happened. So the next one up is today, May 25th. You RSVP by hitting that and register, and then they will send you the link for you to get into the African Liberation Day. And then tomorrow, now today is being presented by All African People's Revolutionary Party, the AAPRP, All African People's Revolutionary Party. Okay. And then tomorrow is presented by the RCAA. And of course the RCAA is the RCCA is the wait a minute, where did that go? Okay. There it is. I tell you. Well, you know, sometimes it just don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it just don't work like that. But both of these are available to you, you know, and so you have access to both of these or to these events. First, just go to https://2/ www.araac.org community events, and those two events will be available to you. Hit on RSVP. Put your information in. They will send you the link, and you can enjoy that. Tomorrow's event is at 2 p.m. Tomorrow's event is at 2 p.m. Today's event is at 4:30. I'm giving Eastern time, so adjust accordingly. Giving Eastern times for African Liberation Day over the internet as part of the African Liberation Day celebration. So I hope that you will participate by joining in. Hope you can participate. The Inye Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. The Inye Sesem. May 24th. How long have I been living in hell for heaven? Margaret Walker. Most severely abused children honestly believe that their parents actually love them. In their desperate attempts to bring out the love in those who should naturally love them, many actively seek this abuse in an effort to gain any form of attention from them. Having confused love and hate, most adults abused by their spouses or mates operate in the same way. It is no different from menicidal Africans at the hands of Europeans. In all those cases, the contradiction is blatantly evident. Love of parents and compliments is very distinct from hate. You do not abuse people you truly love. I repeat, you do not abuse people you truly love. And appealing and applying the European psychobabble that abuse of significant others is caused by an absence of love of self is irrelevant. That's the same oppressor-loving logic that says the captor, the enslaver, who beat and butchered our ancestors, suffered as much as their victims. Ridiculous. Only a menicidal captive would prefer his or her pain over that of self-serving attributed to his or her in captives. Only a masochistic feels for his or her torturer. In our oppressor-loving menticide, we are supposed to feel sympathy for the judge who sentenced one of our sisters or brothers to prison because he or she is having personal problems. I doubt if the sister held captive would care. We are supposed to pity rednecks who lynch our brothers from trees, the back of pickup trucks, and imprison cells because their level of intelligence keeps them from getting whatever jobs we have. Our concern should be for the victims, not the victimizers. It should be with us, not them. Affirm, I generously give love to my family. Affirm, I generally give love to my family. Today, African Liberation Day, May 25th. Each generation must, out of relevant obscurity, discover its mission, fulfill it, or betray it. Franz Fanon. In order for people to extend themselves through time and intact, they must pass themselves, their personalities and lessons learned, down through each successive generation. These things must be taught. Technological know-how and life's lessons do not come through osmosis. Those new to the society must be taught that people's reasons and beliefs, their priorities, preferences, dislikes, and pleasures, the logic behind their organic, mechanical, and spiritual choices, how things work, and why they choose to work in a particular idiosyncratic ways. You cannot build a nation without warriors willing to die for their people's right to be autonomous by self-defining and maintaining their traditional sense of self. At the same time, you cannot re-Africanization another African, even if that African is your child. And this ocean of insanity we have been forced to swim in makes it too easy to be anything but African. I repeat, this ocean of insanity we have been forced to swim in makes it too easy for us to be anything but African. We have to remember this when rearing our children into their African power. The parents' mission is to provide their children with access to all their spiritual, cultural, social, psychological inheritance, including their duty and responsibility to their people. Excuse me. Our mission is to remove obscurity from their vision. Once grown, it is their decision whether they will follow this honorable path or not. The only possible question African parents may have is, did we do our best with what we had and knew while we reared our children? Did we do our best and knew while we reared our children? Affirm, I have discovered and I'm fulfilling my mission. Affirm, I have discovered and I am fulfilling my mission. The Inye Sesim of Daily revolutionary thought. Your philosophy determines your thought pattern. Your thought pattern determines your attitude. Your attitude determines your behavior pattern, and your behavior pattern determines your actions. It begins with what you think, and it ends with what you do. That's why it's important for you to infuse yourself with the correct knowledge and understanding, because it will be reflected, not by what you say, by what you do. That's how you judge it. Like for me, for many years, when working with our young people, I always told them to say, I could say a lot of things, but it's not what I say, it's what I do. There are many people who are walking contradiction. They say things that are all good, but yet their actions say something else. It's what we do. And what I do is love African people. I love Africa, and I love African people. This day should be commemorated by all of us around the African world. What you do for yourself depends upon what you think of yourself. And what you think of yourself depends upon what you know of yourself. And what you know of yourself depends upon what you have been told. Who's doing the telling? What we've been told. Who's doing the telling? This system we've been under, and this is a global system. European, Caucasian, extremism, racism, and privilege is a global phenomenon. Many times, many of us have been told things that we know in our right minds is not for us. We know this. We know this. Today, of course, is Memorial Day. And I remember when I was a child, Memorial Day was on the 30th of May. Whatever day that fell on, it was the 30th of May. I'm going to run through a little bit of history because when you are online, you notice there's a number of things that say that we started Memorial Day, May 1st, 1863. We started Memorial Day. We called it Decoration Day. It was in South Carolina when some brothers and sisters wanted to give a proper burial to the Union soldiers that fought in the Civil War. And then they had a parade. They called it Decoration Day. Well, the day originally honored only military personnel who died in the Civil War. So many soldiers perished that if it was necessary to create a national cemetery. That's why it was necessary to create a national cemetery for those. That's what Arlington Cemetery is about in D.C. area. You know, and there's some other military cemeteries around the country for men and women who have joined the armed forces and who died in service or who have died as a member of the armed services or who have died later on in their lives having served this country in the armed services. No, brothers and sisters, I never served in the armed services. The closest I got was taking a test to join the Navy when I was down on my luck in Norfolk, Virginia. And I missed that by one or two questions. It was not meant for me. Thank you, ancestors. You know, but there are some beautiful men and women who have been in the armed services who come out of the armed services stronger mentally, deeply more infused with their African-centeredness. I'm amazed at some of them. I really am, like Black Panther, Brother DJ, Franklin Jones. You know, there are many who have been into the armed services and still maintain their sanity. It was called Declaration Day, and on May 1st, 1868, a proclamation calling for the day to remember and decorate graves uniformly yearly and nationwide. The records show that the freed folks in South Carolina are responsible for this first Decoration Day years before the proclamation came out. I don't want to get off into that. But after World War I, the country decided that all deceased veterans from any war should be honored. And in 1961, in Waterloo, New York, the United States took it, you know, the birthplace that they say is the birthplace is not, but they say it's the birthplace of Decoration Day. And in 1967, it became known as Memorial Day. The High Holy Day, the holiday, was observed on May 30th from 1868. See, it changed from May 1st when we had it to this general who put it on May 30th in 1868, all the way to 1970. And in 71, it became a federal holiday. It was a holiday then. But it came one of those federal holidays that deal with the last Monday in May, creating a three-day weekend. And so there are still people who observe May 30th, Decoration Day. I want to thank my sister Tommy with the Association for the Study of Classical African Civilization, Atlanta chapter, sending that information out. Appreciate it. Anything that we can use. I mentioned it, I think, the day before about that. Decoration Day. Like I said, they take everything. It's what they do. It's what they do. It is what they do. So, let me read this before we go to a break.
This call is being recorded.
Okay. We have a call, 404-404-453. Good morning.
Hey there, Brother Ochi. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Wes, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, my man. I'm good. You picked me up mighty fast, man. I like that, bro.
Well, listen, it's one of those kind of days where I got a Monday. I have a lot of good information, and I want to share it about African liberation and get feedback from y'all. So I'm going to read this piece right here, Wes. And so as you listen, I want you to give me some feedback, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Brother Wes. Yeah, I got some good callers, man. And I'm quite sure I got some good listeners. I was surprised at the amount of listeners I do have. And I thank you. I really do. From the bottom of my heart, all those who listen, and those who call in, and those who support African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and Black Talk Radio Network. The day Africa almost became a United State, presidents of Mali, Brother Keita, and Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah, and Guinea, Sekou Touré, they're all sitting at a table looking over the documents. The dream of a united African started way before the formulation of the Organization of African Unity, the OAU, in 1963, following an intervention by the King of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, in Addis Ababa. In the early 60s, when independence was sweeping across the colonized, the stolen continent of Africa by Europeans, liberation fighters and independent heroes were loosely speaking about united Africa that will end colonization on the whole continent. Yes! Damn it. Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, had verbalized the idea in 1957. And if you go online, once again, I tell you, YouTube, you know, But man, you could listen to the ancestors and the contemporary. You could just go to YouTube. There's a 1957 when Ghana was the first country to gain its independence, and you'll hear Kwame Nkrumah speak on it. And he talks about a united Africa. I'm quite sure those Caucasians were squirming because of the French and the Germans and the Boers, those Dutch and British. Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's speech, when the Gold Coast gained independence from Great Britain, he proposed an immediate unity of the continent. He proposed an immediate unity of the continent. Nkrumah further wrote about African unity and showed the way by financially supporting Guinea after the French abandoned the newly independent country in 1958. He also organized the first Pan-African meeting called All African People's Conference in the same year. This is, I'm reading from Face to Face Africa. Go on facetofaceafrica.com. Facetofaceafrica.com. Another good website, facetofaceafrica.com. The second president of Egypt, Gamal Abdel Nasser, also pinned down the concept of African unity, while Tanzania's first president, Julius Nyerere, expressed confidence in a united Africa. Together with the leaders of Algeria, Guinea, Morocco, Mali, and Libya, they became known as the Casablanca Bloc, formed after the second All-African People's Conference in Addis Ababa in 1961, and led by Kwame Nkrumah to push for Federation of All African States to be called United States of Africa. The name takes its origin from Marcus Garvey's 1924 poem, Hail, United States of Africa. The United States of Africa concept was opposed by some leaders of other independent African states, including Senegal's Leopold Senghor and the leaders of Nigeria, Libya, and Ethiopia. They were referred to as the Monrovia Bloc and wanted unity to be achieved gradually while Africa remains a continent of independent states. I mean, I don't know if you heard me say this. I was listening to Time for an Awakening when Brother Elliot had a brother on from Nigeria talking about what happened in Biafra. And I just heard it at that moment where one of Elliot's callers proposed to the brother, do you believe in African unity? Do you believe that it should be in a united African states, one Africa? And he said, yes. But I was like, oh, but we first will, but we must first get our stuff together. We must do that. I'm like, man, you've had 50 damn years. All of them, over 50, to get your stuff together. No, the time is now for African unity. The time is now when the resources of Africa are still being plundered. The time is now when China is talking about putting 100 million people in Africa. The time is now. Subsequently, debates over united government before the OAU was even formed were held during meetings in towns of Liberia and, of course, Addis Ababa in Ethiopia in 1959 and 60, respectfully. This was followed by the invitation from Haile Selassie to the Addis Ababa summit. The monarch reported to have financed the building of an African hall worth $2 million at that time to provide a place for African leaders to meet. He also footed the bill for the luxurious guest halls and banquet, among others. Leaders of the 32 independent African states honored the invitation of Haile Selassie and were offered a luxurious treatment ahead of the meeting that was deciding factor for Africa's unity. The Casablanca Bloc stood by Nkrumah's philosophy that Africa must unite now, as Egypt's Nasser and Ben Bella of Algeria and Sekou Touré of Guinea denounced imperialists and colonial exploiters at every opportunity. The Monrovia Bloc toured the possibility of an immediate union with the argument that no matter how good it sounds, unity won't work unless economic cooperation is achieved. The host, Haile Selassie, added his voice, saying the leaders must move step by step toward unity, as a tradition cannot be abandoned at once. And the disagreement to a union by the people could frustrate progress toward cooperation and development. In 1964, New York Times report stated that Africa would disagree on immediate union because they fear Nkrumah's driving egocentricity might lead to his becoming the first and perhaps permanent president of the United African States. You see the seeds of discord. You see the opposition. The emperor's astute voice successfully gained the signatures of all 32 independent African states on the charter that establishes the OAU, the Organization of African Unity, on May 25th, 1963. On May 25th, today's date, in 1963, the OAU was founded, that later evolved into the AU, the African Union. 44 years after the attempt to create union government during the founding of the OAU, the opportunity came up once again at the 9th ordinary session of the newly formed AU in Accra, Ghana. The agenda was to debate the creation of the union government that would be led to the formation of the United States of Africa, adopted by a 2006 study. The study proposed a single African military force, a single currency, and a single passport for Africans. Those in support of the union government included Robert Mugabe, of course, of Zimbabwe, who was no longer, and Muammar Gaddafi, who was assassinated of Liberia. The heated debate in Accra failed to institute the union government, but the heads of state agree to accelerate political and economic integration, strengthening the organs and the organizations, institutions of the AU, and then set a time frame to establish a union government with the involvement of Africans and the diaspora. Since then, teams have been set up in 2007, 2008, and 2009 to review the recommendations and give the green light for the transformation of the African Union Commission into the African Union Authority to pave way for a union government, which will be led by a president, a vice president, and numbers of secretaries. All the teams have since deferred their assignments, and the dream of the United States of Africa still lingers at its key proponents, including Gaddafi and Mugabe, are no longer in power. Yeah, that's sad, isn't it? They're no longer in power. Their ability. And yet, you see today more neocolonialism, more puppet regimes, more despots, more graft and corruption. There's only a couple of places on the continent that you could argue. I mean, South Africa, I mean, let's to be real, brothers and sisters, and I'm a brother, when I come on this microphone, and if I'm wrong, rescue me if I'm wrong. Tell me, or write me, Brother Oshie, text me, call me, 414-324-5796. Call me. South Africa is still run by Caucasians. The deal was set for Nelson Mandela to get out and to be the president of South Africa. A deal that the Zulus did not agree with. Buthelezi did not agree with that. Because the deal was, you ain't going to nationalize nothing. We gonna still keep control of the diamonds, still keep control of the gold mines, still keep control of the currency, and we gonna still keep control of the military. If you have the money and you have the military, what are you?
That's right. You in control. I don't give a damn who's the president. I don't care how many dark faces you have in high places. You are in control. There are places in South Africa today. No, yes, I understand there were some Caucasians who just could not fathom, who just could not, I can't deal with that. That a African, a dark-skinned man, a real African, not an Afrikaner, but a real African is in control. I'll go back to England. I'll go back to Holland, the Dutch. I'll go back to wherever. I'll even go to the United States. I'll go back there than to be under that such rule. But then there were Caucasians. And there's a documentary. I need to look that up and give you that information. Because there was a documentary of some brothers and sisters when Caucasians, when Nelson Mandela was coming into office, a lot of Caucasians just left. Left beautiful homes, and brothers and sisters from some of the states moved to South Africa to take advantage of that, you know. But the bottom line is, even though they did do that, they're still in the country where Caucasians run it, just like here. One could argue just like every damn place else. So the deal that Nelson struck, that's why there was that fallout between him and Winnie. That's why they tried to silence Winnie. Just like my boy Jay said, they came up with the South African necklace or necktie, a burning tie around your neck for traitors. And believe me, there were many. There are places in South Africa where Caucasians have sovereignty, are autonomous. They said, this is my land. I'll fence it off. I'll put a wall around it, and I'll develop a military force to defend it. We as African people can go nowhere on the continent and do that. But Caucasians from Europe, because Caucasians are from Europe, they did it in a number of places in Africa. And yes, you can go there as an African and work there, but your ass got to be gone at sundown. Look it up. Go online. So I'm saying, many African countries, Namibia is still controlled by the Germans, formerly Southwest Africa, and there was a fight between two groups. What was his name? But anyway, I'm just saying, a lot of the countries, what is needed, what is necessary for African people is the United African States that must come into existence now. The Pan-African Federalist Movement must become a reality now. So I just seen that the AU, the African Union, is trying to raise a lot of money to deal with the COVID-19 that's about to hit Africa hard. I don't know if you've been following the news, but it's about to be devastating on the Africans in Brazil. You know, there are three places that have a lot of Africans. As a country, not as a continent, but as a country. Nigeria, then Brazil, then America, then Colombia. And the Africans in Brazil have always caught hell, living in slums, in the favelas, in the hills, hunted down by the military, shot and killed, particularly young people. But now they're going to die consistently by coronavirus because of the evil. I honestly believe that Bolsonaro is evil, more evil than Trump. If that could be a possibility. They both evil men. They have no compassion. They're both fascists. Bolsonaro came in because the European Brazilians, or the Brazilian Europeans, or you know, I said it right, the European Brazilians, they wanted stronger measures, more military, more police measures, a more protection. And he rode in on that. So his whole plan is to eliminate. And so therefore, he's taking this virus very cavalier. It is like a cold. It'll be over soon, just like Trump. When the weather gets hotter, the virus will be gone. It'll be like magic. Get back to work. Sad. I'm going to read you a letter when we get back from the break. Read you a letter from the Pan-African Federalist Movement in Nigeria. The Pan-African Federalist Movement in Nigeria, from a brother there, and it's dated today. I think it's something I must read to give some understanding. This is a beautiful day. This is the day. Now, I just mentioned about Memorial Day. It just so happens the last Monday of May happens to be the 25th, which is also African Liberation Day. For me, I could give less than a rat's ass about Memorial Day. Yes, I said it. Because all the brothers and sisters who sacrificed in all the wars that America has been in, if it was here on this soil, the only one was a civil war. Or if it was on foreign soil, they came back and suffered again, having fought, giving their lives for this place. So I could care less. But for African Liberation Day, this is the day, above all any other days, for African people that we need to focus on, that we need to commemorate, and eventually, once it's a reality, celebrate. We need to focus on what it's going to take for Africans to be liberated, to be independent, to be self-determining, to be sovereign. That is the ultimate goal. That is the end game. That's what we must do. That's what we must strive for. Brothers and sisters, we're going to take a break. When we come back from that break, I'm going to talk with Brother Wes and find out from him how he feels about it. Or any other callers, remember, you can give us a call right here at African Perspectives, 414-324-5796. That's 414-324-5796. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us on this beautiful African Liberation Day.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
our motherland. Black is for the poor black man. Black is for the beautiful thing of a far and beautiful way. Black is for the soul we need, so our nation we can be. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, to African Perspective. Here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. That was Roy Ayers, Red, Black, and Green. The colors given to us by the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. 100-year anniversary. The 100-year anniversary of the Red, Black, and Green, brothers and sisters. Our flag. And of course, 30 years away, 2000's got to be black. That was 1970. 30 plus 20, 50. 50 years away. 50 years ago. Just like I said at a Kwanzaa presentation back in 16, 50 years. The day was self-determination, Kujichagulia. We're no closer to Kujichagulia self-determination today as when 50 years ago when Malana Karenga presented it. Yeah. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media, once again, this program every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All times are going to give our Eastern times. Immediately following this program on Monday and Wednesday is the Black People Matrix with Brother Franklin Jones from 1 to 3. Tonight, Monday, from 6 to 8, Acres of Diamonds, public affairs programming, Acres of Diamonds, followed by Conversation Reparations. Then on Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, you know it is time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And then on Saturdays from 4 to 6, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers, Weekend Edition. And then on Sunday at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Also, too, once again, there is African Liberation Day programming that you can access on Zoom and other, just go to https://www.araac.org/community events. When you go on there, you have three choices. One has been limited because it was Saturday. You have today's program and tomorrow's program. Tomorrow's program is the millions of African voices from across the Americas. Tomorrow's program at 2 p.m. is presented by Regional Council of Africans in the Americas. Today's program at 4:30 is the All African People's Revolutionary Party at 4:30. You can take advantage of both of those programs. Okay. Also, too, I'm going to read an article from the Pan-African Federalist Movement, Nigeria. But if you want to have access to the Pan-African Federalist Movement, go to their website at cbpm.org. cbpm.org/PAFMNORAM. I repeat, /PAFMNORAM. The Pan-African Federalist Movement. That's their website. And you can become a member. Thank you, Sister Susumi. Thank you. Oh, please do, Sister Susumi from Botswana. She's listening. Thank you. Let me go back to Wes. I got some other callers I'm going to get to you. Brother Wes, so what did you think?
Yes, sir, man. Hey, Memorial Day to me means I say pay homage to all our freedom fighters like Nat Turner, Jimmar Greasy, Crazy Horse, Geronimo. All the freedom fighters trying to break this whole. That's what everybody black is. That's what our main mission should be, trying to break this system of this oppression around our neck, man. Okay, that's the number one initiative we should take, man.
I hear you.
If you ain't doing that, you ain't black. All right? But look at Oshie.
If you don't, hey, wait a minute, man. I thought that was if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you ain't black. What?
Nah, bro, man. Get here, man. Trump, man. Both of them time up, man. Okay? But look at Oshie. You speaking of Nigeria, I want to thank the government of Nigeria, man. Bill Gates went over there with $10 million say he want to shoot up all the children with them poison shots.
Yeah.
And the Nigerian government was going to go for the one brother he peeped it and told the rest of them, nah, bro, we ain't going for this. So yeah. They should have killed Bill Gates when he came over there, man. But I want to give, I love Nigeria for doing that, man.
Right on.
Okay? And I'm like my man Ralph, man. If we could just quit spending our money and celebrating these people hella day, because, oh, shit, them damn helicopters just flew over me, man. I was outside for a minute. They had four damn military helicopters. They on parade today, man.
Oh, is that right? Okay, they flew over in your area, huh? Okay. Well,
yeah, right on the top. Right. That made me feel good because I'm their number one enemy, man. I like that. Okay?
Okay, Wes.
And eventually, they found me. They coming down, man. All I'm going to think about it. They going to fall, man.
All right.
So
well,
like you told me, that's their last back to the mic, man. Mm-hmm. They tie them up, bro.
All right, Brother Wes. You continue to listen.
One more thing. Did you see the thing on Tell Our Vision about this Negro that's supposed to be running the Atlanta Federal Reserve, man?
No, I didn't.
It was on Channel 2 last night.
Oh, is that right?
Man.
Okay. On the ABC affiliate. The ABC affiliate. So they talked about the Atlanta Federal Reserve. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, man. And so eventually, they got to pay us, man. Eventually, I see the future, man. We going to bust open that Federal Reserve and get all that paper out of there, man.
Yeah, okay.
Eventually. When everybody wake up, I'm going to be 1,000 strong, 5,000 strong. We're going to storm the Federal Reserve, man.
Well, let me say this to you, brother. You know, that's an interesting movie, but I hear you. Well, go ahead. You work that into reality, Brother Wes. I want to see how that happens.
Yes, you let this covert thing go on long and long when people get hungry, man. It ain't going to be just us. It's going to be these damn devils, too. All us, man. You let this thing keep riding on, ain't everybody hungry, man.
Well, let me just say this. Considering how the activities were happening this past weekend, this weekend, because it's still going on, in terms of no regard for the COVID-19, congregating without masks, yelling and screaming and having a good time, singing and dancing and so forth. That's why they're saying, man, like churches, it shouldn't be when the choirs is belling out and singing loud, they're throwing out those droplets and you don't have no mask on and there you go, you know. And then even those young people who are partying hard, they may be asymptomatic, but they go back home because a lot of them probably still live at home and grandma might be there, or grandpa might be there. Next thing you know, he gets it and now he's down and he dies. So I'm saying there's going to be some spikes. There's no doubt about that. All right, Brother Wes. Thank you, my brother. Stay listening.
I saw, I don't know if it's true or not. They showed two ladies that do have, they said they infected over 140 people, man. Just them two ladies alone. Oh. Doing somebody to have, doing folks have. Mm. That's what they say, man.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, more information comes out.
I hope Franklin Jones gets synchronization between the phones and his show today, man. You know, because he got a lot of prevalent information.
Yes, he does.
I think the enemy trying to block him.
Yes, he does.
But they ain't going to get away with it.
Well, okay. I'll be listening as well. All right, brother. Peace.
Appreciate it.
You know it. 267. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Oshie.
Hey.
Just wanna say,
how you doing, Ralph?
Hey, good. Oh, I'm fine, man. I want to say good Monday to you, brother.
Appreciate
it. You know, you said what Memorial Day means to me. I'm going to tell you what it means to me. It just means a day I don't have to go into the plantation. And that's the bottom line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A day I don't have to go into the plantation to support my family and everything like that, man.
Yeah, day you have that you got paid for anyway, you know? You don't have to go in, but you got paid anyways. I hear you. Okay.
Yes, sir. And I do want to discuss a couple of things real quick. Did you hear the program last night with that brother Malik Zulu Shabazz?
I heard parts of it. I heard parts of it. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Brother.
In fact, he's calling for the 30th to be a day that we don't shop nowhere but African businesses. I like that. Okay, go ahead.
Now, if we're disciplined enough, everything that brother said last night is a solution. Self-defense. Every person should practice that Second Amendment and have a right to defend themselves. No more like just praying and marching with our hands up, don't shoot. Man, that stuff is, come on, you know. And like I heard a person say a while ago, you know, where we get that kind of mentality from was from leaders that wanted to integrate toilet seats. You know what I mean? So we gotta be above that and think in this day and era, man. We gotta arm ourselves. We have a potential enemy out there every time we leave our door. And these days, while we're inside
That's
our
right.
homes,
That's
we
right.
have a potential enemy.
Look what happened. So, look what happened in Louisville, Kentucky. To that sister and that brother.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. They hold minding their business, and these race soldiers come in there and just start blowing the sister away. And the brother defended himself. I heard he got released.
Yes, he did.
Just said, like, nah.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but that's what I'm talking about, man. We got to take this thing more seriously. And that brother talked about the separation, but we got to be disciplined to do that. We have to have like-minded folks because we got a lot of cannon fodder out here, Brother Oshie. And, you know, so we got to be aware of that. Now, number two, I wanted to talk to you about the Joe Biden situation. I see where some of us, not all of us, and I'm glad that people are finally waking up. I've been seeing through the Democratic Party since Bill Clinton. So, you know, and that's when I became an independent. But I've been seeing the insulting language and how they just disrespect our black community. Oh, I see it. It's in every city. They would do a sanctuary city for people that don't even have visas or any kind of ID, but they give them sanctuary in a city, where we're still being shot down, mutilated, and they're not saying nothing. So, you know, I've been seeing through their actions,
right,
not them going into a church saying amazing grace and all this. So, you know, and I
hate
heard
that.
What sister put the, and when I hear something that hits home with me, I say, like, you know what? There it is. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
One sister said last night, and I heard her, she said, you're giving me a choice between jeans. I'm gonna clean it up.
Okay.
Urine and feces. But she said,
yeah,
the profanity lady.
You're right.
You're,
yeah,
giving me a choice between urine and feces, and say I got to choose one of those. That's insulting to me. That's insulting to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why do I have to shouldn't my choice be remain neutral and wait for my people to get themselves together so we can bring our own leadership into, you know? So we keep voting in these evil, unrighteous devils and then expect them to give us justice when that's exactly who and what they are.
Yes.
And you're not, you know, so we got to get our heads out of our ass, the lesser of two evils. Even that's insulting,
yeah,
you know?
The lesser
of
two evils.
And one more thing, Brother Oshie, and you know I always like bring something up, and just for us to have conversation or to think about. Yesterday, we celebrated African Liberation Day, right?
Mm-hmm. Actually,
where
it's today.
Where are we liberated?
Where
are we liberated, Brother Oshie?
Where? Nowhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Thank God for your honesty.
Oh, no, brother, that's
because
who I am. I'm honest.
Yeah, you know, but, yeah, because I can see us becoming liberated, mm-hmm, in the mind. I'm starting to see people wake up from the Democratic Party. We already knew about the Republican Party since Reagan, but I'm starting to see us. So we are becoming liberated of the mind. But it's no time to celebrate. It's time to, like, take some action and start defending ourselves, man, because this thing is wicked out here, brother. We every time we leave our door, it's a good possibility we might not make it back.
Yeah.
And I wish our children took the things we say to them more seriously, especially our young men. Because,
mm-hmm,
like that brother said last night, And I didn't want to say this because we have a, we supposed to have a right to go anywhere. But if you're being tased by the police, if you're being harassed by these people, why would you jog through their neighborhood?
Yeah.
See, I would see the thing about it. I don't believe he was jogging through his neighborhood. I believe they had that brother tied up or something on their truck and took him out there. Because he was like so many miles away from his home. So I don't even believe he was jogging out there. I believe he was. I believe there's some more to the story that meets the eye because the whole community was involved.
So what do you think? They were hunting him? Do you think they took him?
Yeah, they was hunting him like a wild animal.
Yeah.
They put him. They took him out there, and he was running from one truck to the other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no reason for me, if I'm getting harassed by the police, I'm getting harassed by white people in a neighborhood like that, then I'm jogging through it. You know what I mean? Common sense for me, like, to separate myself.
But I'm glad the Caucasian who filmed it, who videoed it on his phone, is also now in prison and held up. And it came to light that he was holding him. I knew there was something, you know, when the video was shown, and then his lawyer came up to saying, like, why would he be just riding down the street videoing and then come upon that? No, that was planned. He had tried to block that brother a few times before but couldn't do it. And then the other two dudes were ahead, and he was leading him in that direction. He said, I'm right behind you. And he got the video. And, you know, to me, to allow that video out and then to say, I want to bring out the truth, because what they were saying, I want to bring out the truth that he was killed justifiably, because we had saw him and we think that he has been committing crimes. And we were trying to witness a citizen's arrest, and then he attacked us. You know, it's just like the Trayvon Martin situation. You know, dude said,
well, that
I mean,
man
he
approached him.
Yeah, and the police said, don't do that, don't follow him, don't do that. They always get away with it, you know. So he followed him, and then Trayvon Martin was kicking his ass. Then he pulls the gun out and shoots him. They didn't deal with the fact that it was him who initiated
And Trayvon was standing his ground.
Exactly. Exactly.
It was Trayvon that was standing
his ground.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. I mean, well, so we got the DA down there that's crooked and a whole bunch of other ones. So let's see. I don't call it the system of what y'all call it. I call it the system of evil. I call it the demonic system. Watch what happens with these people, man. I mean, that's the thing. It's much more bigger. We're seeing a whole system of that local government just for what they really are, demonic and evil. And they had no consideration for that young man's life. They treated him like an animal. So that's what we're up against, man. Time for us to pull our heads out of our asses and see exactly what we're dealing with and how these people really, no matter how much they smile at you or campaign and tell you you ain't black enough if you don't vote for them, we got to see these people for who they are. I just had to call in with my two cents today, brother.
I appreciate it, Ralph.
I'm
you have a blessed day, man.
I'm free from the plantation today. I'm free. So, you know, that's what Memorial Day means to me. I can get a chance to spend some time. Oh, yeah, my wife, her father was just diagnosed with that COVID, man.
Oh,
so,
my prayers are with
man.
You and your family,
so
man.
Going through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, my prayers. Now, where is he? Is he in Philly, too?
He's in Philly, but, you know, they took him to one of those death camp, which we call the hospital.
Yeah. Well, I'm praying for this. Yeah,
I'm downstairs. I don't want her to even hear me. But once I hear they go to the hospital, man, that's when I really, like, I don't trust them places.
Yeah,
I don't want to go nowhere near there. So,
brother. All right, dear brother. Thanks a lot, Ralph. Peace.
Yes, sir. You all have a good one.
You too. 646-646, good afternoon.
What's poppin', Oshie?
How you doing, Jay? How you doing, brother?
Black as ever, brother. Black as ever. Listen, man.
Hey, then you stay that way, too, okay? You stay that way.
That's the only way I can be, brother. That's the only way I could be. No cream in my coffee, baby.
That's right. That's the kind of woman on my team, Jack.
only thing I want white is my socks when necessary in my teeth. That's it. Can't even enjoy wearing white underwear, brother. But listen, Memorial Day to me, like my great brother, and Ralph, you know my prayers are with you and your queen in regards to our father. I hope that he will get better. You know, the Memorial Day to me means nothing, man. I give less than a damn about it. Yeah. It is what it is, you
right.
know.
Right.
I'm not one of those people who believe that you should ever go and fight for this country. It's nothing, in all honesty, to fight for. That's what annoys me so much with the Negro King and his love of Joe Biden and Trump and the rest of these no good, irrugal devils. But listen, I just want to piggyback on something that my great brother Ralph was speaking about and do a nice little analogy that, you know, some will get and some won't get. If you got a slave master who basically don't bother you, treat you nice, little bit nasty and rude, and just let you know you is slave. But you got an overseer who talk to you any kind of way, who sometimes treats you better than the master, who entertains you and don't beat you weekly. Is he any better than the slave master? Ain't both of them the enemy?
Ashe, yes.
And that's Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Ashe.
You know, the thing that most people don't realize about Fredo Trump, 45, or whatever you want to call the devil, if truth be told, the devil ain't really done nothing to black people as far as his policies are concerned. But you can't say that about Joe Biden. Joe Biden has a 30-year history of putting his foot in black people's ass. Donald Trump got a history of, if we're going to be honest about it, working with black people to his benefit. If you look at his policies today, I can't see where he has just gone after me and you and our people.
Well, let me just say this. Let me say this.
Nothing about not letting no Africans come into this country, talking about shithole countries and all of that. That's white nationalist rhetoric
right.
that he's supposed to do, because his job is to do what? Build and grow the interests and protect the interests of the rebels.
And so if
that's do nothing for me.
And so that being the case, his policies are racist in his intent. They may not spell that out, but the bottom line to Donald Trump is like all the other Caucasians, all the other presidents, to help maintain and sustain the privilege that they have created at our expense, at our disposal. So, you
and
know,
Joe Biden can do the same.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
He just gonna do one thing different, Ochi. He gonna smile at you like Bill Clinton. He gonna dance with you. He gonna hold your black baby. He gonna allow the Negroes like Al Sharpton
right.
and the rest come in and sit at the so-called
right.
table and give them nothing. But do you think he gonna talk to real African warriors like ourselves? Do you think he's going to address the policies to move forward African sovereignty? So then you are someone who's supposed to be an African. Why are you caught up in this rule?
Let me
Why
just say this.
Why are you loving this rule?
Because that's the opportunity they have against Trump. So that's what you go with. What is that? You just said it. The lesser of two evils, which I hate. But the bottom line is, is that when you look at the Negroes for Trump, and you have one of them, what's his name, out of Scott, out of Ohio, this is the best president for black folks ever. And then you look at the Negroes for Biden. They're both the same Negroes, okay?
Yes.
They're both. They both are butt-licking, boot-kissing.
Trump is the best thing for the Negro in Scott's eyes, because maybe Scott don't know better in the way he views the world, and he sees the world, Fredo is a hell of a man.
Gee, no. I don't see it that
but
way.
But that's the sickness of some of our people. See, my whole position is, if you're not about African liberation, African sovereignty, and you're looking for some sort of leadership and guidance from the Yoruba, you're really an enemy.
Yeah.
You're not for your people. I mean, the bottom line is, you have to do what? You have to separate your ideology from your oppressors. Yeah. Anytime you're in agreement with your oppressor, you are effing fool.
That's right, you are a fool.
And that's what most Negroes are right now in regards to this Biden.
Yeah.
You know, because all they want is one thing. They want to be treated kinder. They don't want to be beat. And they want to have a place in whiteness and acceptance by their slaves.
Because they go along with the illusion of inclusion. Let me get to this piece, Jay. Hang on. Okay, I'm going to get to this piece and hopefully have some time to talk about it. All right, brother. Thanks, Jay. This comes from a brother out of Nigeria. This is the Pan-African Federalist Movement's piece on today. An African Liberation Day, a sober reflection. A commencement speech delivered by Umundjure, Africa Man, National Coordinator of Pan-African Federalist Movement Nigeria, dated today. Revolutionary greetings from the relentless members of the Pan-African Federalist Movement of Nigeria chapter. You beloved African people, hope this message finds you, family and friends, in good health, free from the coronavirus pandemic. Beloved African people, today has been the 25th day of May 2020. Makes it the 57th year of commemoration of African unity. Yes, African unity, but it's a shame to establish that the much-preserved African unity, hopefully established on 25th day of May back then in 1963, has become an avenue of Africa disunity. The authority instituted to secure and preserve African unity has now become a mere stooge of imperialism. Damn pop-ups. The authority instituted to secure and preserve the African unity has become a mere stooge of imperialism. This is because the Institute believes and drives the African vehicle in the direction of pristine by the imperialists. Today, we can no longer stand as a united front, but rather a regional competitive buttressing the imperialist stooge for African disintegration. Explicitly, it is glaring fact that Africans are suffering and dying daily because of our identity as Africans. We now combat ourselves because we see ourselves as the enemy. No doubt Africa and Africans are disunity, are disunified. And then what's the essence of the much preserved African Union? It is imperative we know that the African Liberation Day should be a sober reflection and a passionate one for the efforts of our ancestral patriots put in place to make possible the political unification of African people. Today, there is no unity among our people. The Northern African sees himself or herself different from the Southern African, likewise the West, East, and Central. The established African Union, which was preserved for by our ancestors, have not lived to the expectations and not lived up to expectations. Today, being the African Liberation Day, should not be a thing of joy, but a sober reflection of the decline of the prospective efforts of our ancestors. African Liberation Day is African Liberation Day is a day we must fight to revive. And I say that all the time. We must fight for this day to be revived. I see no room for celebration, nor do I. I see no, this is not a celebration, it's a commemoration, but it's a day that is a must. It is an imperative. I see no room for celebration, but a room for brainstorming and solve the ideas and decisions that will retake Africa from the imperialists. We must agree to drive our minds through the horrors of the past, the deceits, the pains of the present, and the groom capacity of a better African in the future. The African Union, which was an agreed decision of the meeting of May 25, 1963, has become an enemy in disguise. It acts as a physical, passionate fellow, but deceitfully executing measures of the imperialists. The African Union is meant to stand for anything. Africa may be its natural resources, mineral resources, and human resources. But this has not been done, as there is immense exploitation of all those resources in Africa. We are now regarded as the second-class citizens in our homeland. Africans are regarded as second-class citizens in Africa. The government now penalizes us for standing against any policy that spell no fortune for African and her people. The present day African Union, which is supposed to be the unified government of Africa, is now a tool for imperialism. In a concise note, the African Union has made it possible for the exploitation and degradation of African people. They have granted the imperialists full license to our numerous resources and have made them controlling forces over our affairs and our actions. The call for an international court to try, depose, and kill our leaders due to their strong will for Africa, full freedom, and development is an outright denial of what the ancient Pan-Africanists fought to establish, an African Union. The present-day African Union cannot be celebrated because they have put us into post-colonialism. They must hang their heads in shame and exit their offices. The inability to stand with Madagascar in its quest to end the coronavirus pandemic is indeed an annoying tip that exhorts all Africans to melt their anger on them. The call for African country sanctions thought through rumored for possibility to accept the coronavirus vaccine is as much requested effort of the African Union to stand up and speak for Africa. The African Union, which is supposed to be the African government, ought to have employed its disease control agencies to have found a cure or a way out of this pandemic. The African Union, for the past decade, has not leveled to its expectations, which is African full freedom. Instead, they have deceitfully betrayed and sold Africa back to the imperialists. We are not captives, but humans. And we should be treated as such. The call to use Africa as a testing laboratory for the reproduction of a coronavirus is really an avenue for the African Union to prove its worth and even ensure penalty is given to such utterance. The African Union has failed us and are failing us. Thus, this day, a commemoration of African Liberation Day, we must not continue to sleep. We must not continue to be silent. We must not continue to act ignorant. It is time we are aware of the damages in the past and present. We must reappraise ourselves, and decisively drive Africa to her destiny of full freedom, sovereignty. Beloved, the African Union, which was supposed to make a single element of development, has made us hostile to each other. There are a series of intra-crises that have caused death and great loss to Africa, and the continent has no, and the people has residents. The African Union has not seen this as a grave problem that is declining all efforts posed to unite and develop Africa. They seat at Addis Ababa dining and discussing irrelevant issues and procuring wealth for themselves. They have budgeted huge sums for personal gain at the expense of Africans killing fellow Africans in the North, South, East, and West, and Central. They have budgeted so much for the corona pandemic, still no cure is forthcoming, and we keep hoping with a deceit and with a misled destination we are driving to. How we wish Kwame Nkrumah, Gaddafi, Thomas Sankara, Patrice Lumumba, and many others to need to mention are alive to see what they preserve for. How I wish they could rise up and help build the foundation they laid. How I wish they could strike out the evil tendencies in our present day African leaders. How I wish their dreams could come to pass. Yes, their dreams will come to pass. Yes, their dreams will come to pass. The Pan-African Federalist Movement in Nigeria that has picked up the mantle of uniting Africa under one political union will not relent either in action or words. We will not sleep. We will not stay at home. We will not slow down, but keep awake, keep traveling, move faster to ensure the dream of a united African states comes to pass. We must, through our consistent and immersed efforts, see the beautiful smiling faces of our beloved Pan-African ancestors in their resting places, for their dream, united African states, is achieved. To this end, that the leadership of the Pan-African Federalist Movement in Nigeria requests African people to use the commemoration of this day, African Liberation Day, to put forward possible and salvaging measurable to tackling the faults in the African Union and aggregate the realization of the dream of the united African state. Congratulations for seeing this on this African Liberation Day 2020. God bless you as we strive for unity. Yours in United African States service, Brother African Man out of Nigeria, Ashe. Yeah. We must make this a reality in our time. We must fight for this. 404, Brother West, you got a comment? 404, Brother
West. Yes, sir, you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir, you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, man. I agree with all my big brother Ralph and Jay. Man, hey, we going to get out of this, man. We going to get out of this on top. It's our time. We paid our dues. And last year we were talking about what? 16, 19 to 2019, and then they got a surprise with their covert 19. See what I'm saying? In 400 years, God ain't playing, man. I don't care how you look at it. This is 400 years something, man. This had to do something with our liberation, bro. This covert so-called 19, bro. Hey, it had something to do with our liberation, man. Y'all going to see it in the end, man.
Well, let me just say it this way. Let me say it to you this way, Wes. You know, honestly, I would love to be a religious person, particularly Christians, because they are the ones who are most steeped in that kind of mentality of some kind of divine intervention. I can't wait for no damn divine intervention. If we're going to act, we must act as men and women. We must sit down and plan.
Yes,
we must sit down and give assignments with timetables and things for us to do. The time for us, you're right, is now. Is now.
Yes, sir.
Like
I told that brother last night, man, some of this stuff, we got to move in silence, man. We can't telegraphing our moves, man.
I hear you.
I'm a real soldier. I move in silence, man. I tell you the truth.
All right.
That's the way I roll, man. That's how we got to do, bro. And God bless you, man. I appreciate you, man. I love you.
You too, Wes. Thank you, brother. Peace to you. All right. Have a blessed day. Yeah. 646. You got a comment.
Hey, OC, I kind of agree with Research West, man. We got to do whatever we got to do to survive and to gain a foothold of Africa for ourselves. I'm tired of everybody else coming to Africa and using the resources to make a better life for themselves, and we here suffering. African people are not supposed to be suffering in the manner in which we are, man. I don't care what nobody say. I'm just, like, sick of it. It's disgusting, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you look at the Christianity piece, we are supposed to be suffering. We're the descendants of Ham, and Ham
and
was cursed.
That should tell you right there to get that sugar on the iced tea up. Anytime something tells you that you're supposed to accept bondage and suffrage, You're a fool if you go for it.
I agree.
I don't care what they tell you. The gain is it.
But the people
in the afterlife.
But let me say this to you. But the people who have that theology, that's what they believe, Wes. That's what they believe. That's why they're catatonic. They don't damn it move because they're stuck in there. They're stuck on stupid, waiting for dumb to come.
And waiting for this Skag Daddy.
Yep.
Who that story's been in play ever since your oppressors enslaved you and gave it to you, and even before that. But here it is, you use it as the cross of you trying to rationally accept what your enemy is doing to you.
Right.
In
right.
hopes that the so-called liberator, Sky Daddy, is going to come and save your black ass.
Yeah.
That's insanity, man. And that's what we suffer for on a constant
right.
and continuous basis, trying to
We've been following the definition of insanity to the T, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And it's the same old, same
old. You know, I was talking to a brother the other night about Bobby Wright. And I was so happy that he finally got what the discussion was about in regards to us freeing our minds and taking the chains of the white man off of our dome.
There you go.
And understanding that the only way we're going to save ourselves is through the love and liberation of each other. But listen, I want
right.
to tell you.
Hold on, Queen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Hold on. Go ahead, Jay. Finish up.
I just want to tell you a quick story, Oshie.
Make it quick.
Let me say this. The beauty of an African woman was on display last night on my Facebook page when my beautiful queen sister snowballed the so-called elder African intellectual, whatever you want to call them, about Joe Biden. You know what the beautiful thing was? That the Negro couldn't answer her questions, so he blocked her. Instead of manning up, he's going to defend a Joe Biden over an African queen.
I got you.
Who toyed with him.
All right, brother. All right, Jay. Take care, brother. Peace to you. Have a good day. Queen, 404. Good afternoon. Yes,
Queen. Hotep family.
Hotep.
Peace family.
Mm-hmm.
I just got one or two comments, and then I'm going to listen. That is, we got big problems. We got big problems internally and externally. We have really big problems. And number two is that I think I'm going to stop calling these people Negroes, because when I reflect back, Negroes was all that they had to call themselves. And also, Negro means black. Pardon that. Negro means black.
Yeah, see? Okay.
So I'm gonna stop calling these Sam Bowles and Handkerchief Head and Bowen and Cowan people shadows. I'm gonna stop calling Negroes because it's a dishonor to our ancestors and how they fought for us and our liberation.
All right.
So peace to y'all.
All right, Queen. Thank you, dear. 267. Good afternoon or good evening.
Good evening. Greetings, Brother Oshi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Sister Susumi. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Well,
good.
Thank you. We are, we're surviving this ordeal.
Yeah.
In
fact,
how is
the coronavirus situation in Botswana?
Well, I'll tell you what, and that's why I'll have to mention a little bit about this African Union. You know, the trader sellout organization. We're doing well. We have we're just about a week out of lockdown. Last week, Thursday, was the first day after lockdown was discontinued. And that had been going on for about a month, almost 2 months. We are under a 6-month state of emergency. We've already done 2 months of that. So basically, at this point, the biggest restrictions are if you're traveling, you know, long distance from. They've divided the country into different zones, supposedly to track the contact easier. So it's only when you travel those miles to go through from one zone to the other that you'd require a permit.
Okay.
Otherwise, within the zone, intrazonal traveling is pretty much open, except you've got the, you know, the 2 meter, as they call it, distancing. You've got to wear a mask. And now you can go out and exercise, which the good thing about living in the village, Brother Oshie, is that, you know, we've been getting out and walking. Yeah. And doing what we have to do.
Yes.
You know, because you can find areas that are really not crowded, where you may even be the only person,
okay,
you know, walking. That's the difference between city and being out in the country. It's absolutely beautiful. It's probably the best thing that's happened, is that if you're not right in the middle of the city, you do have certain amounts of freedom.
Okay. What about about
20,000 people tested?
What about African Liberation Day?
What about it? Sorry, I couldn't get on it. But I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something. This African Union, I know you were saying they were raising money for the virus. And I think, you know, Brother West is spot on when he says, you know, as soldiers, at some point we have to move in silence, because I think that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Our people are really, really wide awake. They know there's something terribly wrong with what's going on. I think we've got a long way to go as far as mental liberation. My concern with this whole issue of unity, Brother Oshie, African unity, globally, and I'll stick to the continent at this point. We have an issue. The African Union is not an African organization, Brother Oshie. One of the problems that we have is the same problem that was mentioned by Chancellor Williams in the destruction of Black civilization, and one is integration.
Mm-hmm.
Those countries in North Africa are not African countries anymore.
Right.
Those are invader countries.
Exactly.
And right now, they're getting a lot of, you know, they're involving themselves and getting the attention for being part of the African Union. Because guess what? They're the ones being hit hard with this virus, more than sub-Saharan African countries. So as long as things are going well, then they become part of the Middle East. We don't even hear about them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But then when there's a problem that's affecting them primarily, like now with this virus, then all of a sudden they are African.
Right.
And I think we really need to look at that, because that integration and just because people have invaded this continent.
Well, you know, Sister Sumi, I hate to do this, but
it doesn't mean they're African.
Right. I hate to do this. I'm running out of time. You need to come on earlier so we could talk about this, because you're on the ground. You're seeing this.
Yes, I wanted to get on. Yes, I'll do that next time. I wanted to come on board, and I kept wanting to tell there was a little break. I'll do that, Brother Oshie. We'll talk some more. Thank you so much for all that you do, and greetings to everybody.
Thank you, Sister Sasumi. Bless you. Thank you so much. Peace.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters, we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. Not just the MIND, but the MIE, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, have a blessed and wonderful African Liberation Day. Shemhotep means go in peace. Esanti Sana means thank you. Bibivahodie. Bibivahodie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Peace, family.